If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I am your host, Tara Bradner, and I am so excited to bring you today's guest. We have Kristen Shattuck of Go Stork. She is a chief commercial officer who has 2 decades of experience in the reproductive health industry. She began her career in midwifery and in recent years has served as a commercial executive and advisor to early stage femtech and women's healthcare companies. Mission focused in the fertility space, she too brings her own baby making story with a cancer diagnosis curveball. Kristen's experience continues to shape the Go Stork market, giving fertility consumers better options and needed transparency for family building. Kristen, welcome to Hopeful Hints.
Thanks, Tara. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. Thanks for having us.
We're so excited to have you and talk more about Go Stork and what it is you do. So let's dive in. When we talk about fertility, what is third-party reproduction?
Yeah, well, great question, Tara. So when we talk about third-party reproduction in the fertility medicine space, we're really referring to the involvement of someone other than the individual or the couple that's planning to raise that child. So this definition is inclusive of utilizing donated eggs, donated sperm, or even donated embryos by the intended parents. This term can also include using a gestational carrier, more casually called or known as a surrogate, in which the pregnancy is carried by someone other than those intended parents. The third person is usually known as the donor, which is where we get donor egg from or donor sperm from. And that individual is either anonymous or known. We have both of those kinds of donors in the United States.
That is excellent. I think many are new. They may be considered it or they're not familiar with this. So I am so excited to be covering this topic today.
You know, our founder, Iran Amir, basically built Go Stork because of his own journey. He was a gay man desiring to build his family. And as he was getting ready for that, realized the odyssey that sort of lay ahead in trying to coordinate and find egg donors, as he and his husband would need, the right surrogacy agencies and locating a surrogate or gestational carrier, and also IVF treatment clinics, and putting them all together so that they could actually begin their family building journey. So after he and his husband went through this twice to build their family and have their girls, he realized that there has to be a better way. And interestingly, he and I met through the industry, realizing that we both had our own story. That's Iran's story. And my story is really more about receiving a cancer diagnosis before I was done building my family, and it putting me on a very similar journey to Iran, and both of us understanding how challenging that can be for fertility consumers that need third-party reproduction.
That is so wonderful that you two were able to meet and connect. So Kristen, who can benefit from third-party reproduction?
Great question, Tara. So one of the things that we think about when we think about serving those in the third-party reproduction, you know, fertility space are the different categories of patients. And we have a lot of different categories of patients that we focus on. There are 3 to 4 primary. So When you're talking about egg donation, sperm donation, utilizing a gestational carrier, et cetera, you're talking about individuals or couples that are dealing with an infertility diagnosis. You're talking about individuals that have tried repeatedly to grow their families unsuccessfully. We know that that's probably the largest percentage of individuals or couples out there in the United States. We're also talking about the second category of what we call intended parents. And these are really pro-family building LGBTQ plus individuals that are going to need ART, assisted reproductive technology, to really create their families. And they may need donor sperm. They may need donor eggs or donor embryos to do that. And for same-sex male couples, of course, they will also need a gestational carrier. And then another category that we're really focused on here at GoSport is individuals who have medical conditions that make straightforward traditional reproductive health a lot more complicated. And so some individuals might have had a diagnosis of some sort that's really affecting reproduction for them. Some individuals may have a diagnosis making pregnancy very dangerous, where they really need to use someone else's body to carry the pregnancy. And so there are a lot of diagnoses out there that our audience has heard of before, but may not know how it impacts reproduction and medicine. You know, that could be someone that's dealing with a pretty significant epilepsy diagnosis, someone that's dealing with a cancer diagnosis, those that have had to have hysterectomies, serious heart conditions. Pregnancy can put diabetes and heart conditions at risk, for the person with those conditions at risk, chronic hypertension, even severe autoimmune disorders and diseases that can both make it hard to get pregnant or to carry a healthy pregnancy. So all of these things can be related. And then there are a lot of other folks that just have genetic abnormalities, or they have genetic information that has a very high propensity of being passed down to their offspring, that they may want to be finding another way. And, you know, this is where we kind of get into the realm of what could be loosely considered medical adoption, right? Where you're really talking about using someone else's egg or someone else's sperm because of some genetic stuff that you know has been in your family.
Wow, this is wonderful information. So now that we have a better understanding of who a good candidate would be for third-party reproduction, let's shift into your hopeful hints in this category.
So at GoSport, the team feels really passionate when we speak about third-party reproduction as a subject. And as you know, when the patient or the consumer out there is considering this option, you know, I think if we go back and talk about that first category, the largest category, folks dealing with infertility, we know that navigating through these kinds of challenges with an infertility diagnosis are really painful. They're challenging. They bring a lot of emotional struggle with them as well. And we're really passionate about helping them build their families and utilize these modern tools for a modern time. So we're thrilled to share hopeful hints, and there are a lot of them. Here we go. Okay. Hopeful hint number one, really let who you are and how you've arrived at the third party search guide how you interact with the information about your chosen donors. Now, for anyone that's really contemplating using third party donors, there's probably some sort of journey that's led you in this way. And, even the most organized and really capable folks out there can find that when they're going into third-party reproduction and looking for those donors, it can feel completely overwhelming. And so the great news here is that there is so much helpful information out there. In particular, you can go to the GoSport website and you can look at 10,000 egg donors. You can also be in touch with 55 of the top surrogacy agencies. And so the helpful hint here is really to allow yourself to marinate in as much information or as little information, and to really trust your instinct. There are places you can go, like GoSport, like Resolve, other places that will really give you guidance around third-party reproduction. There's a lot of information at your fingertips. You know, we've gone way beyond just a donor's height or weight or hair or eye color. At this point, you can have information on medical history of the entire family, genetic information, a donor's interests and hobbies, highest level of education, blood type and test scores. But with all of that information, one has to ask themselves, is it too much information or is it just right? And to really proceed with this process in a way that supports you and guides you in taking in as much information as you would like and not too much.
And that, I think, is a thing that we see across the board, as you would know, being in the infertility community. Like, we know too much sometimes, and it can become so overwhelming, and it can be good and it can be bad.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we at GoStork think is really helpful about the website is to know about a person's prior or proven fertility or any kind of prior egg or sperm donation history, or, you know, even if they've had pregnancies before, et cetera. So that's really valuable information. But yes, there is a lot of information, and trying to guide intended parents and fertility consumers and help them not feel overwhelmed. I guess that brings us right to the second hopeful hint that we really have for fertility consumers out there, which is to say, each of you really deserve pricing transparency on this journey. One of the challenges that exists in the fertility space is that state by state, it's very different as to who has coverage. And even when you have coverage, does that include an entire IVF cycle if you need it? Oftentimes, it doesn't include any of the third-party reproduction. So one of the things that GoStork is really proud of is that we've created a marketplace where fertility consumers can come. They can find, they can really compare, and they can also connect with all kinds of fertility providers, IVF clinics, surrogacy agencies, donor egg agencies, et cetera. And when you get to our site, what you're going to find is that the pricing is entirely transparent, the way a true marketplace would be. And so this is a really important part in helping individuals navigate through a diagnosis of infertility or build a family with modern tools because they're LGBTQ, et cetera. It's just having that price transparency. We're really passionate about it. We're not the only one in the space that's doing this now. There are a lot of great companies that are creating multi-cycle programs and bundled loan programs so that fertility couples and individuals out there can get what they need and understand the amount of treatment that they're going to need and be able to it. So that's hopeful hint number two.
It's wonderful because there's so much put on us when it comes to seeking that information. And for you guys to provide that up front takes a task off of the patient's plate that would take hours upon hours. So I love that about GoStork.
Yeah, thank you. We really have worked hard on it, are continuing to improve it every day. And we know that it is a really important part of the journey for individuals out there.
Number three.
Let's do it, Tara. So number three, when we talk about individuals that get to the point where they need surrogacy, also known as gestational carrier, many times if we're talking about individuals that have gone through many rounds of failed IVF, IUI, or, you know, they are going to need a surrogate because of a medical condition or, you know, a same-sex male couple that will need a female's help with this. One of the things that we find is that individuals are so fatigued by the journey, and they've been from A to C. It's been a hard road for them. And so one of the hopeful hints that we leave you with at GoStork is that oftentimes the surrogacy or the gestational carrier option is an option that will truly bring about family building. Your baby will come this way, and that there is still hope even when you feel like you're at the end of what's been a long and really challenging infertility journey for yourself. And so we want to remind folks out there that the surrogacy, the gestational carrier experience is one in which there are a lot of great agencies out there, ready and willing to help you. You can go to GhostWork today to find the ones that you can actually afford. We know that the surrogacy journey is very expensive as well. We also at GhostWork are able to put qualified, reputable third-party reproduction clinics inside of the United States and outside of the United States where there are some price differentials there. And there are a lot of wonderful surrogates in the world that are ready to help individuals like Iran, individuals like myself. And we want to just keep that conversation going for all of the fertility consumers out there that may feel a little scared of what that journey is going to look like, or it's the great unknown beyond, you know, just the IVF treatments that they have already been through, and that you can go to a place, go to GhostWork or go to a place like GhostWork and really find excellent surrogacy agencies connected to good IVF clinics to begin this journey and to break down some of the barriers or the unknowns about, you know, what utilizing a surrogate to build your family would be like.
Kristen, this is wonderful information. Thank you. And thank you to GhostWork for all that they do for the infertility community. You guys are an amazing resource. I am going to link everything in today's show notes, but tell us more about where we can find GhostWork.
Thanks, Tara. Go to www.ghostwork.com. There you'll find our three different products, one for egg donors, one for surrogacy agencies, and we'll be launching our IVF clinic marketplace within just a few days. So all three of those will be at ghostwork.com for you. And we also have a free concierge program in which for those that are starting the third-party reproduction journey, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of need to get very specific answers. And that's a free service. Every single member that joins GhostWork, which it's a free membership, will be able to utilize our concierge service. So come on over today.
Free. We like free. What a wonderful service. You guys are just an absolutely amazing company. From the moment I started connecting with you guys, I've just been impressed as a medical provider, what you're offering, and as a fertility coach, even more so. So thank you so much, Kristen, for joining us today.
Thanks, Tara. Thank you for having us. It's been a wonderful discussion.
Thank you for listening. Join us next week, Tuesday, where you can find short, hopeful hints to help you through your infertility journey.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.